time for us to check in with our various school districts. We have Michael Frost, the public information officer for the Rock Hill School District, joining us this morning. And Michael, it's always good to see you.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
All right. We've got a lot
Are you buying tickets to the show for us?
Yeah. Everyone in here.
I think that's a great idea.
That's what I'm giving everyone for Christmas.
I heard WRHI sponsoring.
Well, when you leave here, walk down the hallway and ask Alan.
Yeah. Go ahead and pitch it.
And Manning, yeah.
And then let us know.
And just let us know. Yeah. Just send us a text and give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down. Well, Michael, we got a lot of ground to cover. We'll first start with the school choice fair application. With the school choice fair and an application, both coincide with each other.
That's correct. Yesterday, our schools of choice program application opened and will remain open until the end of February. Just as a reminder to everyone, we are the premier district in New York County that offers school choice. So it allows parents to explore opportunities within the system and not need to look beyond our school district for options.
It's really amazing. I mean, it's like, I don't know exactly how you're doing that, but I know there's a lot of examples of places that are not happy with how it's working. Right here, it seems to be working very well.
It is, and we continue to work with our parent focus groups to refine and improve and plan for the future to allow our current programs to have trajectory all the way through graduation.
And we're looking at programs, everything from what, Montessori, you're looking at arts, STEM.
You're doing great.
Okay.
The goal is
graduation. We have seven different programs, several of which run from elementary through high school. Mm-hmm. That one is our International Baccalaureate program, which is available from Rosewood Elementary School. We offer it at Sullivan Middle School, and then it's available as an option at each of our high schools as well. And that in and of itself is extremely unique. It's a very expensive program to operate. Many districts choose a single location at the high school level to offer it. We, for years, have offered it at all three of our schools.
Fantastic. And specific learning opportunities are found often within this school of choice. You know, sometimes you might have an amazing, artistically gifted child that is just not going to thrive in a traditional academic mm-hmm. box of learning. It's actually seems to be that this is the future of learning, is really looking at each individual child and trying to put them in a fertile environment.
Absolutely. We like to say we offer our families a voice and choice in their child's education. So if their child is like what you just described, Patty, Northside Elementary School for the Arts may be an ideal location for them at the elementary level, and then allow them to matriculate through the system into our secondary schools, which all have fine arts programs. They're not a choice-based program like the elementary level is, but Northside, phenomenal program there, just down the street here from Broadcast House. Other programs available, STEAM, Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Math. One of our newest programs is the inquiry-based model, which is a project-based learning, and that's available for third through fifth graders at Ebenezer Avenue. So we've got a lot going on within the system, within the confines of our school district. We believe it. We offer a substantial amount of variety of programming that allows parents and children to meet the needs for their family situation.
Michael, that's fantastic.
Michael Frost is the public information officer for the Rock Hill School District. Right now, there is the school choice fair and application that's certainly underway. The fair is Thursday night, correct? So this is a way where it's a one-stop shop that
absolutely
you can see everyone.
We have two fairs. Our first one is this Thursday night. It will be hosted at our central office on Black Street. We invite the community, whether you are a prospective family or not, with children in our system, we certainly invite you to this opportunity to learn more about each unique program. We'll have teachers and administrators from each of those buildings present. So it is essentially a job fair setting where there's trade show set up. We're able to explore and interview and ask questions of each program. If you're compelled on the spot, there will be computers available for you to complete that application that we talked about. Perfect. So all that is underway now. We look forward to seeing you on Thursday night.
Well, one program that is an example of that is, of course, the language immersion, the French and the Spanish language immersion schools. They will be leaving their respective schools that they're at currently once the new year begins, and they'll enter the new Elementary School, Cherry Park Elementary School of Language Immersion, and there's a ribbon cutting set for December the 12th.
There is. So next Wednesday night at that school, Cherry Park Elementary School of Language Immersion, which if you've been driving down Cherry Road over the last year or so, you've seen a building be erected at the intersection of Ebonport and Cherry Road, or behind what the main Sullivan Middle School building, and that is Cherry Park Elementary School. We will be cutting the ribbon officially next Wednesday on December 12th at 5:30. We invite the families of the school to participate, and certainly the community to come out and tour the facility. This is a building made possible through our 2015 bond referendum. We had in the program for that referendum and a school for growth at the elementary level, and this is it. So we look forward to showcasing that to our community.
And lastly, there's an event tonight, a community listen and learn with the superintendent, Dr. Bill Cook.
So our superintendent, Dr. Cook, continues his series of listen and learns. One last week that we held was focused specifically on safety and security. The one this evening, which will be held at Northwestern High School, we look forward to having a general discussion about our district and what's working and where we need to improve from the lens and perspective of our parents and our community, which will allow us to continue to grow and build for the future. A third session is scheduled later in the month if you're not able to be there this evening.
Keeping the lines of communication open. We certainly appreciate it. Again, Michael Frost, the Public Information Officer with the Rock Hill School District.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.